First Class, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, African-American pioneers in medical care and return to service. February is recognized as African-American History Month, and the 31st Medical Group at Aviano Air Base is honoring the month by sharing examples of how African-American medical professionals contributed to the healthcare community and the improvement of American culture.
The Freedom House Ambulance Service was the first emergency medical response team staffed by paramedics with medical training beyond basic first aid. Employed entirely by African-American men, they established a new standard of medical care and professionalism that was adopted across the nation. Alice Ball was the first African-American woman to receive a master's degree from the University of Hawaii. At 23 years old, she developed the Ball Method, a groundbreaking new procedure for the treatment of leprosy. Major Tiffany Chance, 31st Medical Group Women's Health Nurse Practitioner, shares why these contributions that these individuals made should be an inspiration for everyone.
Medical pioneers like the Freedom House paramedics and Alice Ball, they're just a few members of the African American community that have contributed to the overall improvement of American culture. Their insistence upon the betterment of mankind, they can be felt even today. Quality of care was the foundational groundwork for the Freedom House. Alice Ball, at such a young age, she identified a problem that plagued her community and discovered a solution.
Chance also says that the 31st Medical Group is here to serve the Aviano community, and everyone should expect to receive the same level of treatment. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen, AFN News.
Return to service. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger. Retired officer and enlisted airmen can now apply to return to active duty to fill vacant positions due to manning shortages. The initiative aims to leverage the talent and experience of the retiree community to fill critical career fields, including pilots, combat systems officers, recruiters, air traffic controllers, and more. Retirees from the ranks of captain through lieutenant colonel, as well as staff sergeant through senior master sergeant, are eligible to apply. The period of extended active duty service is limited to no more than 48 months. Lieutenant General Caroline Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff for Manpower, Personnel, and Services, says the program taps into a valuable resource to fill critical roles and address the pacing challenge against the nation's near-peer competitors. Applicants who are selected can expect to return to uniform between 4 to 6 months after they apply. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson.